You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio on ESPN Radio 1700. Now, live in studio, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show of that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family, your business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guests, Brian Hale. He's a master gardener. Welcome, Brian.
Welcome. Thanks for having me.
And Robert Mott, our wine guru, will be checking in with us. We're going to talk to Robert in a little bit. We might see if we can finish our conversation. Somehow we keep getting cut off by the clock on visits to wine country. So Robert's going to check in with us, and who knows what else may happen. Obviously, Hillary is in the house as well. So let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team, when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. Yes, of course, we are celebrating today. What are we celebrating today? Being almost Cinco de Mayo. And you got to stock up on the orange juice. National Orange Juice Day it is today. But then again, if you are of school age, National Bike to School Day today. Be careful out there if you are biking to school, because we don't want anybody to get hurt. We need you back here tomorrow to listen in to Ron Siegel Radio. Exciting evening last night. I don't know if you were watching the returns coming in from Indiana. I guess Lion Ted is no longer Lion. He's laying because he's dropped out of the race, so he is gone now. Donald Trump, wonder what he's got to say about Hillary. We're going to find that out in a minute. Although Hillary, she had a lot to say the other night. Caused a little bit of ruckus in West Virginia. Yeah, she was there chatting about the fact that she's going to put the coal miners out of business, out of work. Yet, where are all the, what's she going to do with all those families? And then she wants their vote. You got to wonder about her, don't you? Just moving right along. And as it is, we already saw that there were not nearly as many people getting jobs as were looking for the jobs. Had some serious problems. The ADP came out with their payroll numbers less than was expected. 196,000 was the expectation. They missed by just a little bit, came out with 156,000. Has anybody been saying that our economy is not doing real well?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
I think I heard that somewhere before. March trade deficit came out. No one cares about that one, do they? The Institute for Supply Management's gauge of the service sector, that grew a little bit. China still having trouble. Dow Jones down 85 points again today. And yes, it is, meaning that your mortgage rates are dropping a little bit as well. They're falling a little this morning. The U.S. 10-year Treasury is down, which is the gauge for the mortgage rates. When we're looking at, take a look at the areas that we're broadcasting in real estate. We chat about those on a regular basis. So think about this concept. We are seeing that the numbers when it comes to homes, Lake Forest and Irvine, fastest growing cities in the state of confusion, according to an article in the Orange County Register. I've been talking about this idea about how great it is to be buying real estate. Why do I promote real estate? Well, I just shared with you that the Dow Jones is down today 90 points. We were just talking about Dow 18,000 what, a week ago, 2 weeks ago? And now we're at 17.6 on the Dow, and we are still with fake numbers. Be careful. I've shared this with you before. Nothing has changed. The numbers are still just as fake as they were. When the Federal Reserve has tripled the size of their balance sheet and our national deficit has gone from $9 trillion to $20 trillion, where do you think that money is going? Because we know that it's not jobs. We've got a 9.9% real unemployment rate as measured by the U6. We'll see on Friday when the new numbers come out what the unemployment numbers are. But when we look at ADP coming out saying private sector payroll increased by 156,000, that's not a good number when we add 150,000 people becoming of age and coming into the country every single month. Not a good number. We look at businesses not doing very well on the most part. And then you look at personal income and wage stagnation and the good paying jobs. Well, look what Hillary just said about the good paying jobs in the West Virginia. She wants to get rid of those good paying jobs. So you think about all of that together and you say, Hillary, we keep getting that noise from her coming back and chatting again with us. But you put all that together. And you say, why is the Dow Jones as high as it is? Why has it gone up when the money's not in the middle class pockets? Well, it's going to Wall Street. They're putting they're making this money. Think about this. And I've shared this number a couple of times with some people. I've talked to the owners of mortgage companies. If it was not for the Dodd-Frank Act, yeah, that's 2009 Financial Reform Act, Dodd-Frank, both those guys are gone, thank goodness. Our interest rates on a home loan would be one full percentage point lower than they are today, just because of the regulation. When you look at the mortgage companies, we even saw JP Morgan, Wells Fargo. Now PHH is taking their lawsuit to the Supreme Court. Compliance is accounting for one full percentage of your interest rates you're paying on a home loan. So if you're getting a loan right now at 3.75 on a 30-year fix, actually the 3.71 is this week's rate, APOR, 3.71% 30-year fixed rate loan, that would be 2.71% if it was not for the Dodd-Frank Act and all of the regulatory environment. Think about that, a full percentage. That's about, 20% less. What would you do if your house payment was 20% less right now? Think you'd be buying something new? You think you might get a new car? You might do some home improvements? That's where the economy grows from. 70% of GDP comes from the consumer. But the consumer's not spending money. But we can't figure that out in the state of confusion and in the United States. That's just the way it goes. Although we do have, I did see this report come out. You gotta love it. The mayor of San Diego, Falconer, wants to spend $127 million for climate change projects. Really?
This is ridiculous.
$127 million he wants to spend for climate change projects? Clue me in here. Maybe it's just me. But hasn't the climate been changing for about a million years now? And we're vain enough to think that as humans on this planet for a very, very short period of time, that we have an effect on it. Now, I want clean air, just like everybody else. And I like the idea of recycling, like everybody else. And I don't want to pay exorbitant utilities. That's why we've teamed up with Y-Green and U.S. Green Builders to help you get energy-efficient improvements on your home with no payments until December of 2017. Those are all reasons that we do that. But to spend $127 million of tax money so that we can do some of these things, you know, I just got to look at it and say, what are we doing this? $31 million for walking, bicycling, mass transit, and land use projects. $2.5 million for water G and energy efficient buildings. $7 million clean and renewable energy resources. $2.5 million so you can take the trash and not put it in the landfills. An overarching implementation, I don't know what that means, $105,000. That's where your tax dollars are going. Think about that. I'm not that smart. I'm just a simple guy here, but $127 million, I'd rather give it back to the citizens and let them spend it as they wish. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, gardening and tomatoes. Is it a fruit or a vegetable? We'll figure that out. We're going to have the definitive answer. Brian's going to tell us that when we come back. A visit to wine country. We're going to talk to Robert Mott. Maybe we'll get past the first five items on the list today. Maybe we'll start at number six and see if that works. American real estate, a long-term investment, home improvements that can help your tax bill. Ooh, that's interesting. And Warren Buffett, he came out and said there's no housing bubble. Wonder what his inside scoop is on that one, being that we know that half of what he does and what he talks about benefits his businesses. Just saying. You can reach me anytime. Call the off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter, @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
What if your family business could help clothe a less fortunate family? Or your restaurant could feed truly hungry people? What if you could help to comfort the lonely? Plant sustainable resources where nothing has ever grown before? Or make a child's lifelong wish come true? What if all you had to do was simply do nothing more than what your business already does every day? Would you do it? Introducing Processing for a Cause, a unique program that turns a percentage of your business's credit card volume into ongoing donation dollars for nonprofit organizations and foundations. Simply switch your credit card processing provider to Processing for a Cause and begin supporting a worthy cause today. The process is simple, and the cause will change lives forever. Processing for a Cause.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report? It is wrong. They all are. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Home improvements. They can improve your tax bill. How does that work? Well, a couple of items here. Number one, you got to think about the difference between repairs and improvements. Repairs are dealing with fixing what's already there. Improvements, you want a new kitchen? That's an improvement. You want a new air conditioning system. Not repairing the system, what you have, but put a new one in. Putting in new windows, putting in new ducting. Those are home improvements. Some of those right there can really be done and in a multiple benefit. Let's talk about the benefits there. The idea is if you talk to, again, our friends over at Wygreen, they're financing these things for people. And you take the financing, and it's a little bit more than what would be if you refinanced your loan from an interest rate standpoint. But they add the home improvements to your property tax bill. I don't know whether that's – I know it's legal, obviously. It's a PACE loan. It is a government underwritten or approved product. You're not going to have any payments until your December property taxes, December of 2017 property taxes. So you have no payments until then. Think about that. But your efficiency, the money that you save on your utilities, the gas, the electric, if it's a water, if it's a drought tolerant landscaping, those are all areas that you get the benefit of immediately without the payments until December of 2017. No prepayments. You can pay it off at any time you wish, but there are benefits to your property. You're getting the home improvements, and think about maybe saving a little bit of taxes there, because up to $100,000, talk to your tax people, because I am not the tax guy, but up to $100,000 of home improvements can generally be written off your taxes as well, the interest on that. So that is Your Credit Matters. There are some solutions. If you want more information, just give me a call. I'll put you in touch with the right people. You know that I do not know which end of a screwdriver to use, so I will not be doing the improvements myself. That's just the way I put the information out to people. That is Your Credit Matters, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. Red wine means it is time for our Wednesday chat with Robert Mott. How are you, Robert?
I'm doing very well. Thank you, Ron. How are you today?
I am doing great. We're going to see if we can go back to wine country. And you and I have this problem in wine country. Not only do we drink too much, or maybe just enough, one or the other, but when we've been sharing these steps to a successful wine trip, we seem to get stopped. You and I get chatting about these things, and we had some great information out there, but we never finish our discussion. So I'm going to recap the first six, and then you and I are going to go on from there. So number one, get an empty wine box so we can protect the wine we buy. Hire a car or have a designated driver. We want everybody to make a return trip and enjoy their time. No handcuffs and no silver bracelets for anybody. Go early, especially on the weekends. Focus on smaller places and be sure to make some appointments that's a good option there. Be polite. The people that are working there, they're there for a good time. We're there for a good time. So that's the first six. We've talked about that a little bit, but trying something unfamiliar. I'm a creature of habit, Robert. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah. I mean, that's the whole point, really. I think that's the whole point, but many people would argue that's the whole point of going wine tasting is discovering new things. So if you just love Chardonnay, for instance, and all you do is just, you go to the wineries and you try their Chardonnays. I mean, yeah, you'll learn something because obviously, you know, you're maybe trying some Chardonnays you haven't tried before. But branch out. Be adventurous. Try some things you're unfamiliar with. You may find some different varietals that you really enjoy as much as your primary wine that you love. So, like I say, just try to step outside the box a little bit. The next one, number eight here, I think is a good one too, because the people at the wineries want you to have a good time, and they want to engage with you, and they want to serve you things that you will enjoy. And so have an answer to the question that they almost always ask, and they almost always get asked, what kind of wine do you like? And, you, of course, Ron, I know your answer is the kind that's in a glass.
Exactly. I'm a simple guy.
Exactly. So, but anyway, just be ready with that. And, you know, tell them if you like dry wine, if you like sweet wine, if you like red wine, if you like wines with a little firmer tannins, if there are certain things that you like about your wines, be ready to answer that kind of question and give them a place to start. And, yeah, still branch out like we talked about before, but it will give the people behind the tasting bar some references and context about things that you may like more than others. And so if there's some choices to be made along the way, they can help you make some good choices.
Well, let me ask you this, Robert, though, because sure. part of that that comes in there is, you know, a lot of people don't even know, especially if you're a novice wine drinker like me. Now, I don't even know the technical. You mentioned the terms of, do you like a lot of tannins or not? And I'm not sure that a lot of people even know what tannins are. So do I have to be technical when I go there?
Absolutely not. I mean, you can just say, you know, I like wines that are fruity, you know, or I like, you know, whatever description you have that makes sense to you. Just be ready with the answer when people ask you that question. That's the main thing. It's just, it gives you a point of engagement, a point of context that you can share with somebody. And it's always a good place to start.
Okay, got it. That makes sense.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be technical at all. No, so don't get too wrapped up in the technicalities there. But, oh, I like, you know, things that have a slight grassiness to it and gooseberry and, you know, what have you. Don't worry about that. Really worry about how you would describe it, because that's the best way you'll be able to communicate. Number nine is ask where the grapes were grown. Wineries, especially, you know, everywhere basically, but even in California, they tend to get grapes from all over the place. Many times I've seen situations where, especially like on the example would be in the Central Coast, down near Santa Barbara, not known for their Bordeaux-style varietals, not known for their Cabernets and their Merlots and the like. They're really known for their Pinot Noirs and their Sauv Blancs and sometimes Chardonnays. But I've been in wineries there, and then I'll get a Cabernet from them, and I'm going to go, wow, this tastes really like a Napa Cabernet I had not long ago. And the answer was, in that case, oh, yeah, we buy grapes in Napa and make our Cabernet with it. So be sure to ask where the grapes come from. It's not necessarily a bad thing that people, you know, move grapes around at all. But, you know, certainly it's good to know, because that way you can understand, you know, the character of the grapes and the wines that come from that particular region. So you and I have talked about that term terroir before, and that terroir is, of course, a French term. It refers to essentially the character or the soul of the grape and how, you know, the characteristics of it that are a result of the soil and the climate and the viticultural techniques. So, you know, again, ask those questions. And then, which goes right into number 10, ask questions. Don't be shy. Simple questions like, does this look like it's going to be a good year, a good vintage? Or what food goes best with this wine? Those are really good questions. Anything you want to ask is a good question. There are really no dumb questions. And because, to remember, the people on the other side of the bar are there to help guide you, educate you, inform you. And so use them as a resource. That's what they're there for. They love answering questions, even dumb ones. The dumb ones they have great answers for. So don't worry about that. There aren't any dumb questions.
And sometimes the questions get dumber the more wine you're drinking.
That's true. They do get dumbed down a little bit. At number 11, remember it's a tasting room. And I put a capital T on that. It's not a bar. If you want to drink a big glass of wine, go ahead and buy a bottle and pull a cork on it and have a picnic somewhere, even if you're not driving. Just be careful about how much you're drinking. It doesn't take too much to kind of ruin everybody's time at a tasting bar. But at River, it's a tasting, like I say, a tasting room, not a bar. So you're there to sample. You're not there to be knocking them back one after another. That's really the intent of that venue. So be sure to use the venue for the way it was intended, and you'll have a great time and help everybody else around you have a great time as well.
What about perfumes and colognes, being that it's a tasting room? I know you and I talk about that when we go to wine tastings, no perfume, no cologne. What about wine country?
That same applies when you're going to tasting rooms. I mean, definitely try not to wear anything, any perfumes or colognes, anything that's very forward and very noticeable. Because one of the things that we know is somewhere between 80% and 90% of what you taste is what you smell. So if you happen to be that guy or that girl who's at the tasting room, who's wearing a profuse amount of cologne or perfume. Guess what? Everybody's wine tasting experience is going to be affected. Yours is going to be impacted more than anybody else's. And essentially, everybody's going to taste your cologne and their wine. And so it's not a good thing. So try to minimize that as much as you can. Those big fragrances are kind of really frowned upon in those tasting room situations.
Robert, we did it again. We didn't get through all of them, so we're going to have to carry over number 12 through 15 till next week and see if we can do a little better then. Remember, keep the hot car easy for me to say. Keep the wine out of hot cars. We don't want to ruin that. But we're going to continue this conversation with Robert Mott next week. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, we're going to chat about tomatoes. Not green tomatoes. Well, maybe green tomatoes. I don't know. We might get to all of that. I don't know much about them, so we'll talk about that. Americans rank real estate number one long-term investment. We'll see about that. And what does Warren Buffett say about a housing bubble? Is there one? We'll find out. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you, but the replay will be available. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990 or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Are you ready to overcome your biggest blocks with money and time? Your solution? Big Profits Now World Summit. The best skills and strategies to double and triple your business profits without doubling or tripling the work. This summit has gathered 24 experts specializing in business growth. It's a free online event that's happening now. Go immediately to claim your free ticket at Big Profits Now Live. Live.com. Enter your name and email and receive these free video interviews directly to your inbox. Again, that's BigProfitsNowLive.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
37% of American homeowners believe they have over 20% equity in their homes. Fannie Mae tells us 69% of American homeowners have over 20% equity in their homes. Fully 1 in 3 American homeowners are not informed about the amount of equity they have in their homes. Are you one of them? How might this be holding you back from achieving your goals? Text RSR CMA to 79564 to get a property valuation from one of the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Again, to know how much your home is really worth, simply text RSR CMA to 79564.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering that every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime. at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. That would be your household board of directors. And don't tell me you don't have one, because if you don't, you need one. I mean, we're dealing with this on a regular basis now with folks that come up and they don't have a household board of directors. Think about every major corporation in the world. They've got a board of directors, yet we don't think we need one as a household. The board of directors, that would be your financial planner, CPA, tax planner, estate planning attorney, family lawyer, bankruptcy attorney, insurance person. A lot of people there, real estate people. They're all people that can help you make great, sound decisions with your household finances. And it's a shame that so many people go out there and just try to do it on their own. Think about this one. Social Security. If you take your Social Security, this is the average numbers. Taking the difference between taking Social Security at age 62 versus age 70 is a $500,000 decision. $500,000. Now, where do most people get their advice on that? Their neighbor, who doesn't know what in the heck they're talking about because they got the information from their neighbor. And the laws just changed on April 30th. How many know that those laws changed on April 30th? Well, it depends if you've been listening to Ron Siegel Radio. That's going to answer that question. Americans, though, rank real estate as the number one long-term investment. Gallup organization recently released a survey in which Americans were asked to rank what they considered to be the best long-term investment. Real estate ranked number one, with 35% of those surveyed saying it was better long-term investment than stocks and mutual funds, gold, savings accounts, or bonds. Think about that. And the best of the investments are not even on the list, because real estate, great investment. Stocks and mutual funds, it's okay. You can lose money there. Gold, not very liquid. Savings and accounts and CDs, well, that's just putting money under your pillow because it's not making you any money. And bonds, again, you can lose money. The number one investment is, how about the one that is safe and secure, maybe guaranteed or insured, gets last 30 years 8% return, and you don't have a risk of losing your money. Think about that, and it's not even on the list because nobody wants to talk about it. Why? Because the financial planners don't make a lot of money on it. The big banks don't make a lot of money on it. So why talk about it? Well, we talk about it here. That's the real-time real estate segment. If you have a board of director on the area trusted professionals, you'll know about it. All you have to do is text ATP to 79564. We'll connect you with one of the board of directors, correct you with the whole host of them, so you know what you're doing. Speaking about knowing what you're doing, I was introduced to this concept recently. Two couple things. I mean, I'm a simple guy, very, very simple. Master gardener. I had no clue what a master gardener even means. I just figured that it was Mr. Kim. He comes to the house and he has a couple guys working for him, and that must make him master gardener. I had no clue that there's a designation for this, along with a lot of other things I have no clue about. And then even going further into specialties. So we're going to learn about it, talk about it. Brian Hale is here. He is a master gardener. So I guess we're going to start off real basic, Brian, because I'm a simple guy. What is a master gardener?
Well, I think it'd be best explained if we went back to how it began in the early days of farming around the country, and we'll talk particularly about Orange County, L.A. County.
So we're not going back to the Pilgrims?
No, we're going to keep it right here.
A little local,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah. I'm sure the Pilgrims were farming at the time, but they didn't have the access that, of course, like the soybeans and the citrus and the strawberries and things that were grown decades ago here in our area. When they needed some advice, you'd call the university, the local university, and they would give you the horticultural advice you needed.
Okay.
And one or two horticultural advisors could handle the dozen or so, or whatever the number of farmers they were. They had thousands of acres, and you didn't have the population we have now. That then turns to where we are. It's now changed to an urban garden. So one or two horticulture advisors can't answer thousands and thousands of questions about landscape, gardening, trees, roses, whatever the case may be. So that's how the Master Gardening Program began. And we are formally trained. Obviously, if you want to be a master gardener, you already have an interest in gardening as it is.
Sure.
And so you go through a class. and get formal training and become a master gardener after you put your volunteer hours in. And to maintain the master gardening, you have to have annual education, which is provided to us. You have to attend the meeting, so we have this information. And the information as a master gardener, of course, we're not formally trained. We don't know all the Greek or the Latin names and so forth. But the information we are passing out to the public is research-based and peer-reviewed for right here in Orange County.
You mentioned that a couple of times. And, you know, again, being the simple guy, Orange County, so if you're a master gardener of Orange County, is that translatable to being a master gardener of, I don't know, North Carolina?
Actually, it does. There are 83,000 master gardeners in the United States.
And that's a relatively small number.
Relatively, yeah. In the scheme of things. There are 250 here in Orange County. And what's the population of Orange County?
Yeah, it's about, what, 3 12. Million people, something like that?
Oh, is it 3 million? I don't know.
I know under our coverage map, we've got 13 million. So it's, yeah, Orange County's right around 3
million. It's a whole bunch of people. For 250 people. And we're out in the world at any gardening event you may come across, Vegapalooza at the Arboretum or the Orchid Show down at South Coast or any of the several dozen events, you'll always find a master gardener there. Orange County Fair always has a booth there, and we volunteer, and that's the information we have available. So if someone has, let's just use aphids for an example, we are able to hand you a pamphlet, again, research-based and peer-reviewed for aphids in Orange County and what's the best way to handle it, as opposed to getting some universal in Nebraska. They did a study, and then that information gets, you know, through the country, and that's not how it goes. So that's what makes it so nice, is it's local information.
And from what you're sharing with me, it gets even more specific, right? Because you have a, it's kind of like a doctor. You have a specialty. Like, well, you're into tomatoes.
Well, that's just kind of a natural specialty. Everybody's, okay, you know, there might be a dozen people in there that just love roses. They're passionate about gardening. Roses is their specialty. They become a master gardener, and they tend to lean toward the rose.
Okay, so you would know about roses as well. You're just, your passion is tomatoes.
I would know about roses generally, but okay, not to the extent that my passion is growing tomatoes, fruits, and vegetables, vegetable gardening in general, but tomatoes in particular. So I kind of lean toward that and have studied accordingly, so.
So, you know, we had an interesting scenario, and I want to chat with you about this. Obviously, there's some history in tomatoes, right? There's we got the Supreme Court. We've also had a time when tomatoes were a little scary to some people, you know, maybe even to the extent that water is scary to some people in Flint, Michigan. The president's going to go there and
have a sip of
water to prove that it's safe. But there's a story with tomatoes the same way, right?
Yeah, it's actually pretty interesting because obviously when the British colonized America, they brought with them the belief that tomatoes were poisonous. They belong to the nightshade family. There are two distinct genes in that, but one's poisonous, one's not. Tomatoes, peppers, potatoes are in the edible nightshade family, but they had the belief they were poisonous. So that belief carried on for quite a while until the early 1800s when the Creoles decided to start using them. And of course, there was no damage, and the word slowly spread north until 1820, when a Colonel Johnson announced to anybody that would listen that he was going to sit on the courthouse steps in Boston on September 26, if that's important to you, and eat a bushel of tomatoes.
Wow.
So,
okay,
yeah, the crowd grew, and they wanted to see this suicidal event, and as we all know, Colonel Johnson was just fine. And they say that single event is what changed the thought process on tomatoes, and they began to get very, very popular.
So we couldn't even have Italian food if Colonel Johnson had died.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, think about, and, you know, I've beaten anorexia, so I like the, got to have the tomatoes.
And what if he just happened to be sick that day by coincidence?
Yeah. Well, eating a bushel of tomatoes might get you sick just from the acidity
exactly alone.
So what, is there specialties then? So if I want to grow tomatoes, my wife likes to grow some of these things, and I don't understand any of it. Try not to even understand it, because then it means less work for me. Simple guy, right? Mm-hmm. So is there a right time of fertilizing, a wrong time of fertilizing? I mean, right now in our neighborhood, she tells me that the rabbits get all the tomatoes and we get none of them. What do we do?
Well, actually, the timing for tomatoes is right now.
Okay.
You usually start your seeds February or March and try to get them in the ground now, mid-April to mid-May. So there is a timing to get them planted because of, well, fruits and vegetables in general are, you know, they know day length and they know warm days and cool days, and tomatoes are a summer crop. And so they start out where the
They're
days
simple
are
like me.
Getting longer and getting warmer.
Longer. Well, I don't know, but I'm not going to even go there. A little bit warmer, and we'll stick with warmer.
Stay with warmer. Yeah.
We've got an event coming up. We're going to talk about that. There's more with Brian Hill when we come back. We're just getting our education on tomatoes. You got to have them. It's good stuff. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Is there a housing bubble? Well, Warren Buffett is going to pipe in on this one, and we'll see what he has to say. And you can reach us anytime. Our off-air number is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. If you have any questions for our guests, tweet them to me, at Ron Siegel. You can put them on the Facebook page. It's facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, we're going to put the replay right there. Ron Siegel 1, Ron Siegel the numeral 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few.
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Isn't it time you found out the truth about FHA-insured home equity conversion? No, it's not your grandfather's reverse mortgage. This just may be the finest financial planning strategy available for all homeowners of retirement age. Helping protect what you've earned is the job of your board of directors with continued education. Major research has shown that using a HECM will significantly enhance the success rate of a retiree's portfolio and legacy. Please allow us to educate. For your complimentary consultation, call Jay Kaplan at 949-300-3855. That's 949-300-3855.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com, or simply call 800-306-1990.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com, or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rates subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. 1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by VIP Mortgage. When you are ready for that mortgage, they've got them all. Everything up to the stated income $3 million loan, down to any loan one day out of foreclosure, bankruptcy, short sale, All the programs are there at VIP Mortgage. The question, hear this a lot, and I've shared with you that I don't believe there is a housing bubble. But, you know, there's a guy that's probably done a little bit better investing than me. Might have even done a little better investing than you. If your name isn't Bill Gates, he's probably made more money. Warren Buffett, chairman and CEO of Berkshire Hathaway. He's just come out. It's time right now for their annual convention and their big meeting in Omaha. And he came out and said there is no housing bubble. There is. Now, you got to remember, and I've shared this with you before, a lot of the things that Warren Buffett says are self-serving. If you read his book, he tells you in his book, he doesn't use these words, but you can read into it, that he is very hypocritical. He wants to raise taxes on everybody, but he sets aside, he buys an insurance company so he doesn't have to pay taxes. Think about that one. So you have to remember that there is a slant to what he says. But the idea here, there is no housing bubble. A housing bubble, we've been told by the Wharton School of Business, very, very prestigious university, the definition of a bubble, prices going up because prices are going up. Well, that's not the reason prices are going up right now. Prices are going up, interest rates are low, supply is low, demand is high. We have been holding off on buying real estate. It was every 6 years we were buying a new house on average in the U.S. It's now been every 9 years is what the number has been for the last few years because people don't think they have enough equity. So according to Buffett, he does not see a nationwide bubble in real estate. Now, remember, he does not buy a lot of real estate. That's not his. He's investing in the stock market. But then again, the insurance company, Procter & Gamble, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, they do make a little bit of money when real estate is doing well. So, again, there is some self-serving benefits here for Mr. Buffett. But he is a great, great investor, arguably the best of our time. Somebody worth listening to. That is the Mortgage Minute, again, brought to you by VIP Mortgage. Continuing our conversation, Brian Hale is in the house. He is the master gardener. Brian, I hate you probably get all kinds of jest thrown your way as a gardener and someone specializing in tomatoes. So tell us, I don't know if we can even use this. Tell us about the Bandini. Do we have to? Is there a specific type of fertilizer we need to use or... tossing well, around the garbage, so they speak?
I like organic fertilizer just because it's my garden and I'm eating it. So,
okay, I'm back to...
Just look for organic tomato fertilizer.
What the heck is organic fertilizer? I mean, does that mean it comes from... You have to have an organic cow or something? Or
yes,
why?
Something like that. Like sulfate of ammonia, if, for example, comes from crude oil.
Okay.
And when it comes right down to it, that last little bit, let's just say nitrogen that's derived from that, the plant doesn't recognize the difference, but the soil does in breaking it down.
So is that good or bad?
Well, that's bad.
Okay.
So organic
I'm a simple guy. I don't...
Organic is just where the cows are fed. Well, like if blood meal, for example, it's, you know, I guess the cows from organic milk eventually.
So I see fertilizer when I go to the stores every once in a while, which I don't do this very often, but you see a fertilizer or seed, I guess maybe it is, that says nitrogen enhanced. Does that mean it's good or bad? I mean, maybe I'm hallucinating or something.
Yeah, I'm not seeing that.
Okay, so maybe I'm telling you, I don't know much about this stuff. Supreme Court, though, I've followed
yes.
a little bit about the Supreme Court. Are they? What are they? They're not throwing the tomatoes, are they?
Well, they should most of the time.
Exactly. Okay.
However, you know, we were talking earlier about old Colonel Johnson there in 1920, and of course, the tomato then became more and more popular and. In the 1880s, it was 1883, in fact, the United States was importing vegetables, which included tomatoes. And there was a 10% tariff on them. So within a year or two, the tomato importer realized, hey, this isn't a vegetable, it's a fruit. And a fruit is edible flesh surrounding a seed born of a flower. Vegetables don't fall into that category. So he immediately didn't want to pay the tariff, rightfully so, since they were taxing vegetables. Well, after arguing back and forth, eventually in 1893, it actually went all the way to the Supreme Court. And since taxes were involved, you may not believe this, but the government decided that since it was grown like a vegetable, I'm not sure what that means, eaten like a vegetable, not sure what that means either, they decided it was a vegetable and continued to tax it. So even though it's botanically a fruit, the government decided to call it a vegetable.
Now that, you know, something I am really, really surprised by.
Surprise!
It's hard to believe that when the opportunity comes to tax, our government gets involved.
It ignores the botanical truth.
I wonder who's going to take that to the next level of Supreme Court. It might be better than some of the other decisions they've come out with though lately. So that could be beneficial there too. What fun facts about tomatoes?
Let's see. Fun facts about tomatoes.
There's a lot of varieties. I mean, I'm surprised by the, you know, I hear about grape tomatoes.
Yeah, there's a lot of varieties.
Cherry tomatoes. Maybe that's why they call them a fruit, right? Grape tomatoes, cherry tomatoes.
Exactly. Or a vegetable. Not sure.
Or Roma tomatoes. What makes them different?
There's hundreds and hundreds of tomato varieties.
Okay.
When you go to the big box stores, you get a choice of about 10. And their seed packets, you get a choice of about 10. When you go to the local nurseries, who I like to support, there's the seeds and tomato varieties go up dramatically. But no, obviously they can't have 400 or 500 tomato varieties. So thing I like to do is go through the seed catalogs, look at the hundreds to choose from, read through them, similar to wine. It's all, you know, nutty flavor and, you know, toast and almond.
So let's ask you about that, though, because as somebody that's, you know, a specialist in that, can you taste the different types of soil that tomatoes are grown in, similar to what the real wine connoisseurs say they can, you know, volcanic soil, clay? Are you able to taste those differences?
No, I've never noticed. I've just noticed the taste difference in the varieties.
Okay.
High acid, low acid, yellow tomatoes. We all know how sweet a cherry tomato, good summer sweet cherry tomato is. So it's about more of the flavor and the acidity than the subtleties.
Okay. So I don't feel so bad anymore.
Yeah,
I know I could say about tomatoes the same thing I say about wine. I like it or I don't like it.
That's the way to do it.
Right? Yep. It makes it nice and really quite simple. What else? You had an event coming up.
Well, I'm going to talk about the event in a second, but we were talking about fun facts.
Yes.
Never store a vine-ripened tomato in the refrigerator. Anything under 50 degrees, it cancels out its flavor component. One of my favorite words.
Interesting. Okay.
C3-dexanol.
Is that English?
I hope I'm right.
No. So
no, it cancels out. Never store your tomatoes stem side up because of airborne bacteria that's all around us every day. It can enter the tomato easily on the stem side, so always store them upside down.
So what if it's not a vine-ripened tomato? Then
don't
can you
get
put
me
it
into
in the
that. That's a beat. You got a couple hours? Vine-ripened tomatoes and store-bought tomatoes are a completely different thing.
And what about a store-bought vine-ripened?
Well, store-bought basically because – and really it's a catch-22. To be able to – let's just take a vine-ripened tomato I've grown right here in my yard.
Okay.
And it's beautiful. It's ready to eat. It's totally fresh. Just to try to get that, let's say, just to Phoenix in a box in a day trip, it would begin to break down and try to get it to the store and then handled. And within 2 or 3 days, it's no longer really a good tomato. It's kind of been beat up. So to be able to get tomatoes distributed out throughout the country, they have to be picked green. Now, the government says once it starts to turn the slightest amount of color, they call it blush or it starts to show color. I can't think of the other name right now. But, they call them breakers, too, where it's just broke color. That was the name. They're allowed to be called vine ripened. So then they're handled green, shipped green, and they can get bounced around, and then they're stored in airtight containers. And at will, they take them out of the airtight containers, expose them to ethylene or ethanol gas, and that turns them red. I didn't say ripen them. I said turns them red. So if you've ever had that tomato on a salad or particularly on a burger or something, it's just kind of hard and cardboardish, but it looks like a tomato and it's red like a tomato. It's actually a green tomato turned red.
Interesting.
So that's what the deal is.
We better get to your event because we only got about a minute left.
I'll make it quick. We have a program out at the South Coast Research and Extension Center, which is closed to the public. It's where the Master Gardening Headquarters is, and we have these events called Saturdays at SCREC, the acronym for South Coast Research and Extension Center. It's a great chance for the public to get into a place you're normally not allowed. Matter of fact, the strawberries that we eat now were developed there.
Wow, okay.
It's a couple hundred acres, and it's all research. So we're having – it's kid-friendly, family-friendly. We're doing things like how to properly do pest management, composting and vermiculture, which is worms, the vermiculture, tool sharpening. Ask the Master Gardener. It's June 4th from 9 to 11, and it's at 7601 Irvine Boulevard. And there seems to be a little GPS problem, so it's Irvine Boulevard just east of the 241. Saturday, June 4th, 9 to 11.
And we'll put that information right there on Ron Siegel Radio on Facebook. And we ask you, be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to Steve, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to reach any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money, help a lot of people, have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.
In the middle of our street, our house.